Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing as you wake up, after receiving from Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also written and authored by me. Go through the Bible study for the day and the guideline of reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, Turning Point Prayer Booklet content shall be sent to your phone automatically for your daily engagement. To subscribe or subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Thursday, day 20 in June 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today. And be responding with amen. I receive it. I speak over your life this day. You will move. Your last maximum shall become your new minimum. Who is this going for an interview? Very soon, you shall be singled out for favor. Who is this? You struggle so much to get anything done in life. You wait and wait and wait before you see what you are trusting God for. That narration is changed from today. That struggle phase of your life is over. I don't know who this person is. You are taken out of the waiting list and God has approved your things. Yes, I see written on your application and your request the word approved. Yes, your proposal, your contract, your payment, they are all approved. Receive confirmation very, very soon. Say I receive it. Let's do this. If what I just said now has to do with you, that you keep waiting and waiting, or you put up a proposal or an application and you are waiting for a favorable reply, let's do this. Take a paper, your notebook, or somewhere, write the word approved 7 times and sign beneath 7 times. Something will happen. It's a prophetic action. In a matter of hours or days or weeks, that application shall be given approval. We will share your testimony here very soon. Do it by faith and prophesy to that paper every day. I'm hearing, turn around. Wow, let's do this prophetic action today. If you can. If you can't do it right now, receive the prayer. But when it is convenient for you, take the prophetic action and replay this message. Put a chair, a stool, a fan, a pillow, any object around you. Put it in the center of your room or your space on the floor and start walking around it. Walk slowly around it. And as you do, declare with faith, my life turn around. My destiny turn around. My business turn around. My platform, my network turn around. My ministry turn around. My financial life turn around. Turn around. Keep going around and keep making that declaration. I declare, turn around for success. My life, turn around for greatness. Turn around for progress. Turn around for fulfillment. In Jesus' name. Yes, you shall witness a massive God turnaround very soon according to your desire. Say amen, amen, and amen. Do the turning around for as long as you can and make all the declarations that the Holy Ghost put in your spirit. After, return the chair, the stool, or whatever. I'm hearing emotional healing. God wants to heal people emotionally. If you are stressed, frustrated, depressed, you have anger and bitterness, touch your forehead gently and let me pray. Be healed. The yoke of emotional stress, physical, mental, and spiritual stress, that yoke is broken. Be set free in Jesus' name. Say amen, I'm free. June 20 celebrant, your body prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live a profitable, progressive, and a happy, prolonged life in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's return to our teachings, counseling, and clarifying life issues. First one today. Good day, Daddy. Under what conditions should a young divorcee remarry or remain unmarried? Also, divorcees are treated as an outcast by churches. The church authorities see them as sinners. How can they regain back confidence of the church? Wow, this is a long subject as well as controversial. We cannot exhaustively deal with it here because of the shortness of time. But let me try. Let me start by saying God hates divorce. Everyone should do everything possible not to suffer a divorce. When there is a divorce, the two people involved are traumatized. They are stressed. If they have children, the children suffer most. For most of them, life never remained the same again. So I repeat, as I've always done, don't go into a married relationship that will eventually fail. And the signals of a marriage that will fail later, the signals are always there. But ignorance, lack of marriage counselor or mentor, or outright disobedience or foolishness make people still go ahead. They said it will be right later. No. Yes, God hates divorce. We have said that. But divorce still happens every day around us. For a marriage, for a divorcee, if they belong to a well-structured church, the church should find out what went wrong, what led to divorce, the merit and the demerit of their situation. No two narratives or narrations are the same. There are two instances in the Bible where separation is somewhat permitted, or will I say approved. One, Matthew 19, verse 9. Jesus Christ himself said, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except for fornication, you see, except for infidelity in marriage, if the man or a woman cannot cope or forgive the partner, then there can be separation leading to divorce. Number two instance, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. But the apostle said, if the unbelieving husband or wife depart, walk away from the marriage, a brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases. The simple interpretation, if the person concerned has moved on with life, you too should move on. However, many churches will have nothing to do with that, especially the Orthodox churches. In such cases, prayerfully relocate to a church that has a balanced view or a liberal view of such matters. Church doctrines are cast in iron, rightly or wrongly. They stick to their beliefs. For instance, there are churches that say medication is not right for a child of God. It's ungodly. They rather die in their sickness and go to heaven than to take medicine and live. You cannot change that doctrine. That's what they believe. That's their doctrine. There are those that say women should not wear attachment or do anybody makeup or make their hair. So, and there are those who say you cannot use jewelry. There are those who say women cannot wear trousers and ladies must cover their head and their hair with a scarf or something. You cannot change church doctrines. But you can change your church membership. Good enough, there is no name of any church in heaven. Heaven is for the redeemed, the faithful, and the truthful to Christ. My take is this. If a married partner has walked away and then has remarried, the person left behind should also move on. I know my take here will spark up controversy in the heart of many. But not to worry, Christians and churches will never agree on many issues till Jesus comes back the second time. But as long as it is not a fundamental biblical issue, we can tolerate and accommodate each other. Avoid divorce at all costs. But if it happens, seek counsel from your church elders and let them look into the merit and the demerit of your case, and they will advise you accordingly. Next, my question is, during prayer, the prayer weeks, can we include praying in tongues? Wow, oh yes, oh yes. And the Bible says we should pray without ceasing, and also we should pray always. How do you think we can pray without ceasing except praying in tongues? Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So pray in tongues always, whether fasting or not. Next, please, how do I stop masturbation that have been with me for years? Wow, engage our warfare prayer strategies, as we always teach it here, to be free from that addiction. Continue with the warfare strategy I believe you know all the teachings around it. You will soon be free. Next, my question is, can a Christian engage in cryptocurrency business? Wow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why not? As far as I know, crypto is not a Ponzi scheme. It is a legitimate trading or business. But there is a caveat here. There is a warning. You must be well trained on it with a good mentor. If not, you lose all your money. Be well trained and then don't be greedy. Start it small and grow and mature in it. I don't do crypto because I'm yet to understand it enough. Well, tomorrow we'll move on from here. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So all TPGF and Tony Point listeners in and around Lagos, be at the Prayer Mountain Service this morning at Goshen Land Living Spring Chapel, Ikeja, Lagos, in two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus today is mercy. Oh God, show us mercy. Come for mercy teachings, mercy prayers, impartation and anointing. Invite others. Prayer, anointed prayer mantle will be given out free for praying and doing miracle. Come, and then yours will be given to you. The two prayer mantle services shall be taking place simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo, same time, same ministration. Be there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Connect online from wherever you are. UKTPGF conference takes off tomorrow, Friday, June 21, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, June 22, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ministers conference will follow immediately on Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30 a.m. Ask your loved ones in London, in UK, in Europe to please come. Two telephone numbers to either SMS, call or chat for registration. Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536 or Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7111 28401. Please do so now and find out whether we still have some spaces right there in the conference hall. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Those are two things we are going to do as long as we live. It shifts away devourers from you. It opens God's heaven on you. You cannot outgive God. Do so with joy, with faith, and see what God will do. I prophesy, I pray upon everyone today. God will amaze you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.